In the happy hours of play and the pleasures of the day, we will listen, stop, and look before we run. Safety always is our creed for a happy life to lead and a joyful time of better fun. March, march, march to law and order. Check the reckless on their way. For a guarding young and old, saving life and limb untold, we shall make a better record day by day. Members, together on the plate. I pledge myself to safety first, on the street, or wherever I may be at all times. Welcome, everybody, to another club meeting. And welcome, old-timer, who's on his way to tell you another story tonight.
Thank you, Uncle Mel, and good evening, everybody. I want to start off my little talk tonight by asking you another question, just sort of to stimulate us up a little bit. And here's a question that a lot of you small boys and girls wouldn't be able to answer nohow because you're too small to read Uncle Ray's stories. But your older brother and sister might be interested if they can answer it. You know your fellas and girls often like magnets, don't you? Magnet, that little metal thing, you know, and you can just pick up all kinds of little small metal things with it, just as if they was glued onto it. But I want to ask you if a common rod of iron could be turned into a magnet with the help of a hammer. Do you think it could be? A common rod of iron be turned into a magnet with the help of a hammer. Yes, sir. I see Jew's Harp Harry there nodding his head. He thinks it can be. Of course, he's right because he knows all that stuff. It's old enough to say yes. I'm going to tell you folks a little later just how you can do it. Guess he could tell you, too. Well, now, let me see. We've been talking about croak fishing, haven't we, a bit? It's the time to think about that sort of thing, too. Yes, indeed. You know what law number two is? Huh? Well, I told you that some time ago. Well, I'll tell you that them two laws, keeping quiet, and keeping pretty much out of sight. That's rule one and two in fishing. Is a mighty big help to catching trout. Yes, sirree. Now here's another thing. You want to know what kind of weather is the best for getting trout, don't you? Well, that depends for one thing on the kind of bait you're fixing to use. Now, if a feller is going to go worm fishing, I reckon there's only a few kinds of weather that isn't no good. Yes, after a big rainstorm, you aren't going to get much fish. You see, there's two reasons for that. The streams is all muddy and riley, and the water's filled up kind of with a lot of stuff that gets washed into it by the rain. And then there's been a whole lot of feeding stuff washed into the water, like worms and bugs and insects. So, as you see, a trout hasn't got so much appetite as he'll have when it's maybe a few hours after a rain. Then folks say it isn't likely that you'll get a trout in a thunderstorm, neither. And they say they don't bite well when there's a high wind a-blowing. You know that, don't you? It ain't much fun to fish in a high, cold wind, nohow. Then if it's a bright, clear day when the sun's shining clear and hot, you don't want to do no fishing along the middle of the day. Too bright, and the trout is easy scared away. But I reckon next time I get to be able to tell you some more about fishing. I'd like to talk about it because I like fishing. Everybody likes fishing. Tisn't the fish you catch, apparently. They say it's just fishing. You know, when a feller gets to sitting and thinking, he sometimes gets him real upset what he thinks. Thinking of something else now, I wonder if any of you fellas ever get to read some of them books that was written maybe, oh, I don't know, powerful long time ago by a fella by the name of Jules Verne. Well, that fella sure did some fancy looking ahead into the future. You see, he looked a long time ahead, right around the time we're living now. And all inside of his head and his imagination, he figured out some of the kind of things that we'd be doing today. And thinking along that same kind of a line, I kind of wonder what folks will be doing way ahead in the future. Now, do you reckon that all the whole world has been discovered yet? Well, I don't know, of course. But it seems to me like there's one part of the world that folks don't know how, know much about, not hardly a thing. Do you know what part of the world that is? It's the bottom of the ocean. Yes, sir, the bottom of the ocean. Now, you know, in some places the ocean gets to be nigh on to 5 miles deep. You think of that. And you can tell what maybe there is down there. Maybe. But I guess not. There's all kinds of wonderful things. Yeah, but someday perhaps we'll know more about it. But really, about all folks do know about it is that there's a powerful lot of fishes and stuff. And that there's thousands and thousands of ocean-going ships plumb down there on the floor of the ocean. Plenty of them all loaded up with gold, too. And I reckon if a fella could get down to them, he could come up with a whole fortune of gold and be rich the rest of his life. Well, anyhow, for me, I'm going to keep my eyes peeled for them scientist fellas who are learning stuff about the bottom of the ocean all the time, because I'm right interested. They say you're never too old if you're not too old to learn. Well, now I'm going to give you that little question before I leave you. Now, the answer to it. I asked if a common rod of iron could be turned into a magnet with the help of a hammer. Yes, we decided yes, could be done. This is how. If the rod is pointed northward, slanting downwards while it's pounded. Now, what do you know about that? Well, I never tried it, but that's what Uncle Ray says, and I got every faith in that part. Yes, I have. Well, now it's time for me to be off, boys and girls, but Uncle Mel will be right along with you till the close of the meeting. Away we go.
Well, boys and girls, how are you getting along now about your bracelets? Yeah, this is the time now to remind you, all you boys and girls, to wear the identification bracelet of our club. You know, I think sometimes we should never call that a bracelet, but that's what all the soldiers called them. Because I noticed that a lot of you boys that I've been waiting to hear from haven't sent in for yours yet. But if you were given a wristwatch, well, you'd think that was fine, wouldn't you? Well, the part that holds the wristwatch, you know, on your arm, that's a bracelet. Just because it's a bracelet, that doesn't mean it's for girls and not for boys. Yeah, and I've been waiting to hear from so many boys. In lots of districts, the boys know the difference, but in some places where some of you live, you seem to get the idea, or I don't get the idea over, just exactly what our identification bracelet is. Well, it's what the soldiers wore and the army officers years ago, and we've adopted this for our club. It's really a nice bright metal chain with a metal disc, and underneath the disc is your very own number, and that number I have registered in the book, my big book. That's right. Smart-looking, too, and something you'll wear with great pride. All the boys and girls who are wearing them, and there are thousands and thousands of them now being worn, are very, very fond of them. So you just watch for the first one you can see. And you boys and girls that have them, show them around. That's the idea. Boost our identification bracelet. We want you all to wear one before the summer is over. And I get to know you in this way, boys and girls, too. Because when I put my magic glasses on and look around this evening, looking around Sydney, I see Barbara Holmes. And I'm very glad to see you this evening, Barbara. And there's Francis Snow. Yes, Francis, you say how you all like Moyer's cakes. You think they're the tops. That's right, and you'll find the same with Moyer's biscuits, Francis. You bet. And then you understand that at 3 Moyer's biscuit wrappers and 3 Moyer's cake wrappers, or the little insert inside the package, will bring you an identification bracelet. Be sure to put a postage stamp in to cover the cost of mailing. Well, now there's Sarah Hutchinson at New Waterford. Now I'm going to look at Glace Bay there. I think that's June Krause. How are you, June? Oh, that's fine. You've been a member for a long time, haven't you? And I'm glad to know that you do practice safety first, because that is very important, isn't it? Oh, there's Olive Bradley at Sydney Mines, and Margaret McQueen at Dominion No. 6, and Ruth McCauley at Sydney. And there's Jesse McCush. Oh, now, Jesse, you want to know something, didn't you? You asked if Moyer's tart wrappers are good for a bracelet. Certainly they are. You bet. You see, tarts are the same as cakes, so you can't call those cake wrappers. When you think of biscuit wrappers, you think of all kind of crackers and pilot biscuits and sweet cookies. That's right, and there's a slip in all the packages, even the very small ones that only cost a few cents. Oh, there's Irene McMullen at New Waterford. Good evening, Irene. And at good old Lewisburg, there's Muriel Poole. And at Josephine Lubinecki at Sydney, and Florence McSween at Dominion No. 6. Oh, and I'm glad to see you too, Ruth Hollingsworth. And I'm very glad to know you keep up your attendance so well. Yes, I like to feel that you boys and girls are going to keep up your attendance well, even these fine evenings, because you play outdoors a lot more this time of year, and you have to have accidents if you don't remember safety first all the time. Oh, and there's James Downey at Sydney Mines, and Sarah Wadden at Dominion No. 6, and Sadie Bishop at Scotchtown, and Charlie Cann at Sydney, and Mildred Oaks at Sydney Mines. Well, now, I just have a minute left, boys and girls, and I'm going to try singing our closing song now, because I think this little song that will help us to remember, to remind Mother to always ask for Moyer's cakes and biscuits. So here's what we call the official bakery song. Moyer's cake is best, Moyer's cake is best. For more than a century, Moyer stood the test. All kinds of cakes and cookies, too. Fresh from the ovens, directly to you. Moyer's cakes and the pastry are fine. Moyer's lead the way, first in line. Pure and good, the flavor is there. Folks ask for Moyer's everywhere. Moyer's biscuits and jelly rolls are delicious, we've been told. So start today, give Moyer's a trial, at your service all the while. Good night, boys and girls, and safety first.